Been waiting a long time to get an opportunity to speak to Richard Ervin, Mayor of Aurora and Republican gubernatorial candidate. First off, Richard, morning. I hope you're well, sir.
Morning, sir. How you doing? I'm very well.
Good. You know, here's the issue that I see, Richard. If you start in Marion and you drive to Aurora, it's 343.3 miles. So the question comes up first is, who's Richard Ervin? Because we don't know much about Aurora or its mayor. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, and I look forward to driving all those miles down there to visit you in person very soon. I got family down in Harrisburg, down south, so I've been down there a number of times, more times than I can count. You know, let me tell you who Richard Ervin is. You know, I'm just a guy that was born and raised in the city of Aurora, Illinois, second largest city in the state. I grew up in low-income housing, the projects. Teenage mother raised my brother and I in a circumstance that seemed hopeless. I didn't have much of a father in my life at all, so my grandfather was my father figure. And even though all the young men around me were either going to jail or, you know, or on drugs, using drugs, selling drugs, or even worse, you know, succumbed to the violence that started to happen in our neighborhoods, my grandfather always told me, everything you do, do well. And I kept that in my mind. And I knew I didn't want to be a product of my environment. So when I graduated from high school, which I did barely by the skin of my teeth, I had to beg my Spanish teacher for a D instead of an F so I could walk with my classmates. He gave me a D-, which evidently was enough to get me over the edge. And I remember the night I graduated, I asked my mom, what do I do now? And she said, well, you get a job in a factory, just like I did, just like your grandfather did, just like, you know, our family does. And I said, well, Mom, you know, I've been working in a factory, put food on the table for us, but I feel like I need to do something a little bit different in my life. And I decided at 18 years old to serve my country and join the United States Army. And while there, I was stationed in Saudi Arabia during the Gulf War, both Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And a circumstance happened where I thought I was going to die in Saudi Arabia, you know, one night. And I told myself, if I don't die tonight, you know, when a Scud missile was coming our direction before Patriot knocked it out of the sky, I said, I want to spend the rest of my life giving back, you know, in service of people, just like I was serving my country right there that night, you know, in the cold desert. I said, I want to give back. So when I made it out of that situation, I got home and said, now what do? I put myself through college, first one of my family to go to college. And then I decided, even though I wasn't that good in high school, people believed in me. A teacher believed in me, said I can be better than I thought I was. And I began to believe in myself. So I decided to be a lawyer, unheard of in my family. I remember I told my mom I wanted to become a lawyer. She looked at me like I had a third eye in my head. Yeah. She says, well, we're from the hood. You know, we're not doctors and lawyers and such. I said, well, you know, I feel like this is my calling. So, I became a lawyer, prosecutor first in Cook County, and then I went to a much smaller county, Kane County, where Aurora sits, and I worked side by side with the police as a community-based prosecutor, you know, arresting gang bangers and drug dealers and wife beaters, shutting down drug houses. It was the best time I ever had as a lawyer. And then I decided after that I wanted to give back even more. Ran for mayor in 2005. I didn't win. I came close, but my criticism was I was a little bit too young, and although my ideas were very good, matter of fact, some of the ideas that I've implemented as mayor, they said I needed more experience. So 2 years later, I ran for alderman at large, citywide alderman race, and won and sat next to the guy that beat me in 2005 for the next 10 years learning city government. And when I was elected in 2017 as the first African-American mayor in the history of the city of Aurora, 180 years, you know, I've made good on all the promises. As a matter of fact, when I swore in, I said, even though I'm the first African-American mayor, I want to be the mayor for all of us, black, white, Latino, Indian, and Asian. I want to do good in the city of Aurora for every resident. And we've done more development in the first four years of my term than that city saw in the last 40 years. Old buildings that had sat empty and dilapidated for, you know, 20, 30, one up to 70 years. I mean, hadn't seen the light, hadn't had lights on that building for 70 years, all under development. We've got riverfront, Fox River, longest riverfront in the state of Illinois. We've developing on this valuable riverfront property. There's not a quadrant of Aurora, the second largest city in the state. There's not a quadrant of Aurora that is not experiencing new development. We hired more police officers, so we're a much safer community than ever before. We were one of the most violent communities, not more than a handful of years ago, with, you know, 30 murders a year. Now, Wallet Hub has said we're the sixth largest city that's the safest city in the United States of America, in the whole country. So we've done real good, and we focused on education as well, making sure we, no matter what side of town you live on, whether you live on the side of town where I grew up, where most of the people live at or below the poverty level, 75% of the people, or you live in a more affluent area, everybody in Aurora, I want to make sure they get good education so our kids have an opportunity. And, you know, I want to do that and more, you know, as governor of Illinois.
All right. Now, here's what I'm thinking. First thing is, after hearing your story, I'm saying here's a guy that's no stranger to fighting upstream, which is probably a good thing when the situation you find yourself in today and when it comes to a gubernatorial race. Previously, when you run for governor, you could have just simply looked at the financial status of Illinois and said, that's what I'm going to run on. But with a Democratic supermajority and some of the laws that have been passed, including the Safety Act, there's a target-rich environment for somebody in the party to take on the supermajority, the Democrat, and J.B. Pritzker. So I mentioned the Safety Act. What would you use as evidence of that statement?
Oh, my gosh, man. You know, the Safety Act, what they call the crime bill, is not a safety act at all. What it does, it ties the hands of our police to do their job. You know, we've got a lot of problems in Illinois. Crime is out of control. Taxes and spending is out of control. Corruption, Madigan corruption, is out of control. And because of it, people are leaving the state in droves, businesses leaving in droves, and those folks that want to stay and fight, you know, and want to take our state back, or that don't have the ability to leave, we're scared about our future. And the Safety Act, what they call the Safety Act, which I believe is a, you know, I don't like the police act, it even makes it worse. This act act says that, you know, a person commits a serious crime, and I know you got a lot of prisons down south there, commits a serious crime, doesn't have to post bail, you know, just gets out of jail to go commit another crime. You know, this same act says that the same police person that commits a crime can get out of jail and go make an anonymous complaint against a police officer and ruin his life with no recourse. This act, you know, it's a affront against our police and, you know, and what we do to try to, what they do to try to make our community safe. So one of the first things we've got to do is repeal some of the dangerous portions of that act. Let me tell you, since that act was passed, there was 8 police officers that have been killed in the line of duty. 8. One, a sergeant, Sergeant Ritmanic from Bradley, Illinois, was killed, caught on her own camera, begging for her life, as she was shot to death with her own gun. That is unacceptable. And the fact that J.B. Pritzker doesn't value our police, you know, and our lives and our laws in the state, you know, creates this environment where these criminals believe they're empowered to do what the heck they want to do, and that's absolutely wrong. So, based on my background, being a prosecutor and a mayor that has supported police and backed down the defund the police movement, you know, I think, you know, we're going to make a difference in the state and take our state back.
All right. Now, here's a question about political strategy, because we're almost out of the time. We're speaking this morning with Richard Irvin Aurora, mayor, who is now running for governor office in the state of Illinois. And it's a strategy question, Richard. In the situation you find yourself in this full field of Republican gubernatorial candidates, do you run against the Republican candidates or do you run against J.B. Pritzker when you campaign?
I run against J.B. Pritzker. The reality is, you know, I'm the only one of the Republican candidates that's actually been in the arena. Now, you know, and I respect, you know, our Republicans, you know, that run for office and the ones that are running for governor. When we talk about somebody that has the experience to get the job done, you don't just have to take my word for it. You can look at my record in Aurora. And if you think we've been successful in Aurora, and if you think I'm a person that's pulled itself up by the bootstraps and growing up in public housing and the projects to be the mayor of the second largest city and a lawyer, if you think that shows success, just think about what we can do, you know, for the state of Illinois with that same type of leadership, the leadership that I've shown in Aurora and that I will show as the governor of our great state. We're going to take our state back and truly be the land of Lincoln again.
In the just a few moments that we have left, what did you think of the governor's comments involving masking yesterday?
You know, I've always been opposed to mandates, and it seems like, you know, just only a few days ago, the governor was talking about, you know, we got to continue keeping the mask for science. Now, all of a sudden, he's decided, okay, we're going to remove the mask. So he's making his decisions based on politics. Everything he's doing is gimmicks for an election year. Whether it's mass, whether it's his budget, where he's trying to, you know, give away money, you know, and buy votes, and because he's made the largest tax hike on the residents, he tried to make the largest tax hikes on the residents that we've seen in our history just a year and a half ago. Now he's, you know, giving money away in a tax year, and when that one-time money that was a bailout from the federal government for COVID, when it runs out, he's going to come back and ask for another huge tax hike for the citizens of Aurora.
And there we have
Citizens of Illinois.
Yeah, Citizens of Illinois. Now, Richard, I'm looking forward to you coming down and joining us in the studio.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it, man. You know, I want to ride down there and hang out with you, shake your hand, and see you in person.
Good. I'll bring you a bottle of barbecue sauce, all right? Because here's the thing.
Hey.
You and I have a lot to talk about. If you want to be governor of state of Illinois, it's not just the Safety Act. There's abortion laws. There are on and on the list goes of areas that are so contentious in the state of Illinois. It calls for diplomacy, calls for not giving up. And you, as I said, you're fighting upstream. But when you decided to do this, I mean, was there one particular item which galled you to the point where you said, I have to do this?
Oh, my gosh. When Governor Pritzker signed a bill that allowed a teenager, 12, 13, 14, to go into an abortion clinic and get an abortion without their parents being notified, a kid can't get an aspirin in school without their parents being notified and giving them consent. However, he signed a bill that allowed a kid to walk into an abortion clinic and get an abortion without their parents knowing anything about it, this serious medical, you know, surgery that they're getting, medical thing. It's terrible. I mean, it's extreme, and that's something that absolutely has to be repealed immediately.
Richard Ervin, Republican gubernatorial candidate, 733.